Hello?
Hi, Wayne. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Yes.
Hi. You asked me to call you today to put in the new credit card to process on Friday for your past due payment.
Okay. How much is that going to be?
It's for $199.
Can we do it possibly Tuesday of next week?
Of course. No problem. So let me just see. I think Tuesday is like...
I'm behind on all my bills. And,
yeah, no problem. I can
Local Splash, I don't think it's doing me any good. It's not generating me any money, so I may have to just cancel it all together.
So you can do that once the payment's up to speed if you want to, because you're on a month-to-month subscription. But what I also could do is, you know, once this pays on Tuesday, is I'll push the next billing out 30 days, and then I'll have the technicians do a complete performance check on your account and see if there's any updates behind the scenes that will help you that they could perform those so that, you know, between, you know, now and what, March 4th, you should be getting much stronger results. But if for some reason you're not, you're still on a month-to-month subscription, you could call us and cancel before you're charged again.
I'm not generating any money off of you.
Thing I see on here is they've been reaching out to you numerous times you to do the Google video verification.
Yeah, and that's actually more of a pain in the ass than anything, because I've got to have, you know, I have construction equipment, so I got to take a video of the equipment. By the time I'm on the job, I need to be working, not trying to figure out how to verify, you know.
So I want to explain something to you real quickly. That video verification should take you less than 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes max. You don't have to go on the job site and record a video of your equipment. But if you just took a plain old picture and put it and uploaded it on that doc, that would help. What's happening behind the scenes there is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So when you send them over, and I think there are 7 suggestions on there, you know, a business license, a business registration, a photo of your equipment, you don't have to send in all 7. So let's say that you just have 3 things and you don't have time to send in the picture. No problem. Just send in the 3 things that you do have, because that way Google has something that they can use to verify your business and then publish it. You see what I mean? So, it shouldn't take you a whole lot of time to do that. But, of course, if you need a little bit of extra assistance, you know, we could have the verification department walk you through it. You know what I mean?
Right.
We could, schedule an appointment when you have your couple of documents on hand, and we can have them call you, and then you could just kind of go through it together.
So what all are the documents that I need?
So what they will say is you need a business license or a business registration or a work vehicle with a Colorado license plate, like a picture of that, or a picture of your work tools or an invoice that displays your address or a business card that displays your address. So let's say all you have is the invoice and the business card. At least get that done and, you know, send it over, because it's better than just having nothing sent in or, you know, have you put it off. Because, you know, the more it gets put off, then, you know, the longer you get frustrated and say, oh, I'm not getting results. Well, you can't get results until Google gets that piece of the puzzle completed.
Right. Well, my business card does have my address on it, believe it or not.
Perfect.
But I can do a business card, a copy of my license, right now and probably an invoice of some kind.
That's perfect. That's absolutely perfect. So let me see here when the last time they sent that email to you was, because I can send you a fresh copy so you don't have to go through and look for the instructions. Okay, yeah, they sent it a few weeks ago on January 13th. So I'll send you a fresh one that says action needed, Wayne, start Google video verification. And then that way, you know, when you have the 10 minutes set aside to go on and just upload those three things that you have.
I'll just do it right now.
I love it. I love it. You are a go-getter. That's great. So do me this favor. Let me put in the credit card for Tuesday's billing. And then if you start trying to upload that right now and you hit a bump in the road, then what I can do is get you to the verification department right away or have them call you back in 5 minutes and they can walk you through it. But typically all I do is, you know, collect the failed payments. So that way we'll make sure that it gets done right now, you know, rather than, you know, getting tabled.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So for Tuesday's billing, is it still the same billing address on West Ute Avenue?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, it's 4725.
Okay.
2700.
Got it.
3174.
Okay.
6592.
Okay, and expiration?
1 of 28.
Of 28, and then the code?
That would be 731.
Okay, so I'm gonna set this for Tuesday, which is February 4th, and then do you want to do the video verification right now, like have us hang up and you try to do it and then I can have that department call you back in 5 minutes or so just to make sure that everything's going smoothly? Or do you want to just try to do it first and then just call me if there's an issue?
No, have them reach out to me in about 5 minutes.
You got it. Okay, so we have a good game plan. So you have the email. Start logging on and trying to, you know, upload what you can, and then I'll have someone from that department call you back shortly, okay?
All right.
All right, and in the meantime, have a great rest of your week too, Wayne.
All right.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.